Ches Ador, Monday the 6th of March, Rabbi David Potash, Matonos Le'evionim. I only give the one.
We're accustomed to thinking of the mitzvah of Matonis Levyoinim. It's a mitzvah of stocker. But Bahamas, as we'll see, Be'ez Hashem, there could be four different possibilities of what really the mitzvah of Matonis Levyoinim is. So the first possibility is obviously stocker. But then the second possibility that the Lashon of the Posuk is Matonis Levyoinim, to give a matona. So the second possibility is that it's a present. It's not an in stock, it's in a giving present. The third possibility is, we'll see, that it's in order to give supplies for the Suda. Now, the truth is that's not really a third possibility, it's the explanation of the first two. The first two possibilities are, is it stocker or is it just a present? And the next two possibilities which we're going to explain is what is the stock of the present for? So is it for the Tzorech HaSu'udah? Is it to give supplies for the Suda's Purim? Or is it maybe just to make a person happy, to make the recipient happy, the Samachoy? So let's learn a Shlichul Ritva. Let's learn together a Ritva in Megillah. And we'll see that the Ritva of Etzem mentions all of these four things. The Ritva says as follows. Mistabra, the matonas levyoinim hainu afilu b'shnei prutois. We know we have to give two matonas, one to each avyoin. And so what's the shear of this matona? So as the Ritz on Mistabra, the matona is levyoin hainu afilu b'shnei prutois. That means one pruta to each avyoin. Why? A pruta is a very small amount of money. A pruta in Eretz Yisrael is less than 10 agarot. That would make over here maybe 3 pence or 4 pence. 3 pence. So why is that the shear of such a small amount of money? He says, "Afilu b'shnei prutos, teshava pruta chashiva matona." Because when the Torah talks about matona, it means a shava pruta of a lower pocket, but not less than a shava pruta. Kede isa begitin aveduchta achriti. And he brings two riots. He brings one riot from the Gemara in Gittin. The Gemara in Gittin is discussing whether a get has to have some worth, whether it has to have a shovel pruta. So the Gemara says, since it says the cost of sefer krisus for nosan beyoda, that you need an asina, the get has to be given. So the Gemara has here a havamina that the get has got to be worth a certain amount of money. So Rashi says, Roshan Rashi is the nosan. Rashi says that whereas ever says in the Torah Nesina, it means it's got to be a Shavu Pruta, and that's what the Ritva is referring to. When the Ritva brings this riot from the Gemara in Gittin, that wherever we have Nesina, at least according to Rashi and the Ritva, it's got to be a Shavu Pruta. Tosfos then in Gittin argues with Rashi. Tosfos brings many riots that even though it says Venosan, it doesn't have to be a Shavu Pruta, it can be less than a Shavu Pruta. But there are each of the different riots Rashi has ways of answering, and one of the riyas which is for Rashi in the Ritva, the Ritva says of a duchta achrita. There's a riyah from duchta achrita. What's a duchta achrita? The Shai Tshuva here in the Hilchos Halachos of Matanis Levyonim brings another riyah from a Gemara in Psochim. The Gemara in Psochim, which Tosis himself asks on himself this kasha. Tosis says v'ha'ad amar Abba Shoyl lepek kol shor in the Gemara in Psochim on the base on the base. The zor she'ochol truma. We know if somebody is not a Kohen, if he eats Truma by mistake, he has to repay to any Kohen produce And that produce turns into truma. And the apostle there says, "V'nosan l'koyin es hakodesh." And the Gemara says in Pesachim Daf Lamed Beis Mefurish that since it says v'nosan, what he gives has got to be at least a shava pruta. So Tosa asks on himself this kasha. Tosa answers that ha'ina mishum t'shlumi truma yalfinu mit'shlumi me'ila. Okay, Tosa has a teretz. But Rashi and the Ritva, they learn from that Gemara that wherever it says v'nosan, you have to have a shava pruta. So the Ritva is therefore saying that since it says here matonos levyonim, so he needs to be a shava pruta. So you see it for now. At Stoker, the Maril Diskin has a very big chiddush by Stoker. He says that a person can be yotzei Stoker with pockets of a shava pruta, even though it's a very small amount of money. If he gives pockets of a shava pruta, he's yotzei the mitzvah of Stoker. So here we have we see from this Ritva that the Ritva was understanding that the mitzvah matan tois levyon is not just a poshita din of tzedakah; it's a din to give a matana. And this is one of the nafkaminas that if it's a tzedakah, a din in tzedakah, then you can give according to the Maril Diskin, you give a pocket of shavu pruta. And if it's a din of a matana, then you have to have a shil matana. Matana has got to be at least a shavu pruta. Just agav, I'll mention something very interesting. You say that a person can be able to mix a tzedakah with such a small amount of money. If you ask somebody, how much does it cost to go on a bus ride to the West End? I have no idea how much it costs here, maybe £1, £2, right? To get to the West End costs £2. And the rest, okay. How much does it cost to travel to Manchester? £30, £40. The further you go, the more it costs. How much does it cost to travel to Eretz Yisrael? £300. Please, yeah. If you want to travel to the moon, it costs billions of pounds. So the further you want to go, the more it costs. Now, how much does it cost to travel to Olam Haba, to Gan Eden? One pruta. That's how we can earn Gan Eden with one pruta, or even Kol Dvar El Diskin with less than a pruta. That's how kind the Kodesh Baruch Hu was to us, that He made it very easy for us to earn our Olam Haba. It doesn't cost very much. I call upon him, the Ritva says that the matonis levyonim is a matona, so you need a shir pruta. But then the Ritva continues and tells us some more information. He says, Gosina b'gemara debava mitzia, b'perek asachas u'umi. It says that the gemara there brings a braisa, it says that magvis purim lepurim. So whatever that was collected by the gaboyim, magvis is loshen, a collection, it's the same loshen as gabai. So Rashi there in Bo Mitzir says, we're talking about the Gabai. Whatever was collected by the Gaboyim for Purim, for the Mois Anim, you have to use for Purim. That means you can't use it for something else. It has to go to the Anim for Purim. But Ein Medat Gim Bedova. And there the Baruch says, Ein Medat Gim Bedova. So Rashi says, the Gemara in Bo Mitzir says, Ein Medat Gim Bedova means that you buy supplies for Sudas Purim, and you don't matzamtzum, you don't work out, well, there's 100 anim here, and how much does each one eat, and we'll buy a biduk, the exact amount everybody needs to eat. The Gemara says, you buy agolim, the kvosim, the roiv, you buy meat and supplies for the suda, with as much money as you have, you should lay it on for berafkas. So the people should be happy, and people should feel good, and they can feel that there's no tzimtzum, they can feel they can eat as much as they want for Purim, and whatever's left over, then they sell, and they use it for the aniyim. But for the moyes Purim, which they're collecting, ain't with that to be medova. You don't buy betzimtzum. Ve'ein, v'v'hokim pirushim, kol ma'ashe gover v'yoyim Purim stam, harizek ha'mafurush, ve'ein ha'gaboyim v'shoyim l'chav kal aniyim, v'ligna istova achet, el ha'tzorach tzudas Purim shel aniyim. It says the Ritva Pshat in this Braisa, that when it says Moris Purim, Magvis Purim, Lepurim, it's telling us that we have to use, the money has to be used for the Aniyim, for Sudas Purim. So we see from this stage of the Ritva, that the Matonis Levyonim is not just Stama Matona, but it's got to be for the supplies for the Suda. It's in order to make sure the Aniyim are going to have a Sudas Purim. V'ketoni alav b'tesefta, o magvis ha'il o'isa'ir, v'ein medak t'chim b'dobah. Now, He said that we live with the Gabavi says, we said that it means you buy a lot, you don't matzamtzum in the menu. You buy a lot of food, and if it's whatever's left over, you sell. But he said, Yishalmi says a different shot. Pirishu Yishalmi, Shokara Poishat Yodo Little Nitnulo, the famous Shulchan Aruch, famous Chazal, that anybody who puts out his hand on Purim for money, you give it. So that's how the Yishalmi learns Pshat in the Brights, Eimadat Kimadova. Eimadat Kimadova means you don't investigate the recipient. You give, whoever puts out his hand, you give him. Loima, Shunoisn Chol Echod, Vemidat Kimimuoni Veroi Litzeloi. We give to everybody, and we don't investigate whether he's really a poor person who's fitting to receive. Even if he's not a poor person, you still give him. Why? Says the Ritva, she'ein esina zumedin stocker greidesa. This is not just a normal, regular stocker. Elamidin simcha. It's in order to give the person, the recipient, simcha on Purim. So here we see that the Ritva has mentioned all four things that we mentioned at the beginning of the shiur. That is it stocker, or is it a present? Is it for supplies for the Suda, or is it for the Sameach? So the Ritva Be'etzer mentions everything. He says it's not just stocker. In other words, of course, you make kind mitzvah stocker with this as well. If a person, when a person is being matonis levyonim, even though there's more to it than stocker, but a person is sure of a kind mitzvah stocker. But it's not just stocker, says the Ritva. It's a matona. It's a present, and that's why it has to be at least a pruta. And what's the present for? So he brings this Gemara in Bava Metzia that it's for supplies for the Suda. But it's not just stamp for supplies for the Suda, it's in order to give him Simcha. By supplying him with the Suda, it's giving him Simcha. What's the Raya? It's for Simcha. So this is the Raya that Ritz is bringing. Since the Yushalmi says, Ein Medakdkin Bedava means, we don't investigate if he's really deserving, if he's really poor, that means even if he's not poor, we still have to give him, if he asks for it. Why? Says the Ritzvah, She'ein etzinezum din stocker greidesa, elamidin Simcha. And he brings a right for that, because even rich people we send bishloach monos. What's that for? That's to give them simcha on Purim. So since you see there's an inyan of being mesamech, even rich people, so therefore, if the person puts out his hand and asks for matonis levyonin, even if he's not a poor person, you still give it to him. Because if he's putting out his hand, he wants it, he's for sure going to enjoy receiving it. So when you give it to him, you're going to give him simcha.
So if I give two matonas on Purim to two wealthy people who come along and say, give me, and they've got simcha because they're stingy, yeah, then I've been yotze my mitzvah matonas levyonim, but neither of them is
According to this, if it's aim adapting with dova, that means you yotze. So even if he's not deserving, if he's not an emissar oni, you still yotze as long as you give him simcha.
It says matonas levyonim,
they're not avyonim. So he's being a riot, avyonim is loved after, because Yishami says aim adapting with dova. It's got to be that you give him simcha. It could be there's a rich person. If you give him a small amount of money, if he's a miserly person, he's not going to be happy anyway. Because as soon as he's got that, he's going to want more. So he's not going to give him the simcha. You've got to be prepared to give him the simcha. He says even his next line is even a bigger chiddush. He says, "Lefichach nagu litei mois legoyim v'afilu ashirim." He says they would even give, even if goyim went round and put their hands out to collect, even if they didn't need the money, the yidden would give them on Purim. Shekiven shana noisin lechol adam im loy nitzin hem yeshom eva. Because if he wouldn't give the goyim, it would cause eva. It would cause hatred of the goyim to the yidden. And to Kudasani, as it says, the Moin Gittin, the Fanasim and Niyah Goyim and Maniyah, so may Daki Sholim. So we don't want to, certainly don't want to cause Eva on Purim. But this is a din, a well known din, is brought in Shulchan Aruch. The Mufanasim and Niyah Goyim, the Yachad with Aniyah Yisrael. But, and the reason is Mishum Eva. So why is he bringing it over here? What he's bringing is a proof of something. He says, Lefichach, Nog, Litzim, Mois, Purim, Legoyim, Fila, Ashirim. He's trying to prove that there's an inyan of being some people on Purim. There's an inyan of simcha. So this din of giving a goy together with a yid, even though we're etzem it's mishum eva, but we want everybody to be happy on Purim.
So you don't want to be happy, you just want to be yotze the eva.
So why is he bringing it as a raya? Well, the fichach.
So
no, the little mice from the ground of filashim. What's the meaning of the raya for?
So for him, I only gave two matonas to two wealthy goyim.
No, so that's Mishameh.
And I made them happy.
That's Mishameh. Now, why do you have to... To Yotze, you have to give it
equally. Oh, you can't be
Yotze. No, not to Yotze. It's being a riot from the minute that you see that the Inin is Mishum Simcha. But Avada has to be to Yidin. That's Poshet. That's it, Poshet. The Yeish Gam Kem Mechlal Ein Bedak Dikim Bedova. And include it now. This is not chazak. Since the whole reason that we're giving the matanos levyoni is so that he should have supplies for the suda, so he says yesh gam kein bechlal a medaktim bedava, included in this din that we're not medaktik, that we don't. My brayser says you don't have to medaktik. She'ein noislem soach through the spurim bedikduk betzimsum. We don't give the ani the exact amount he needs for his suda. El abadofa, you should give him a havacha, you should give him a lot. So he says, just like the gaboyim buy a lot of supplies and they're not mitzamsim, who are din for the each particular oni, when giving him his supplies for the suda, you shouldn't be matzamsim, you should give him a havacha. Now, l'chol is a stira between the beginning of the ritva and the end of the ritva. The beginning of the ritva says the shir matzoni is a pruta, and yet at the end of the ritva says that you should aim bedakin also includes that you should make sure that the ani has the suda berevach. So how does this fit? So the chol of the teretz is that the din of aim bedakin is going on the gaboy. Like we said before, that Gemara Brice in Bov Metzir is going on the gaboy. So that means as that every individual giver, he is yotzer than with the minimum of a shomer pruta according to the ritual. But he gives the money to the gaboyim are matzara for all the money, and then the gaboyim go and give and supply each oni with his suda, so the gaboyim should make sure he has berevach of hadofa and not betzimzu. So each individual is yotzer with a shomer pruta, and he and pruta will put him mitzdarif, and everybody is being mitzdarif to supply the oni with his suda. Now what happens if there's no gaboyim in town, or there's no other yid in town? There's one yid and one yid and one oni, or two yid, one giver and one taker, one oni and somebody else is giving the money. So according to this husband, the ritzvah, it comes out that the Bahamas is not going to be yotz with the shavah pruta, because he's got to supply the oni with everything he needs for his suda b'hadofa. So if there's one noisen and one mitzvah, the noisen has to make sure that the oni has enough for the whole suda. So in other words, the minimum shia is a pruta. And with that pruta, you can be with tsarif with all the other people in town to make sure all the anim in town have enough for the suda, for the whole suda b'avocha. But if there's not enough people in town with that everybody should give a pruta, and that should be enough for all the anim, then you've got to make sure that everybody in town together is giving enough for all the anim in town to have a suda b'shlemus or b'avocha. That's what it comes out according to this ritual. So the Rambam, we also have a Rambam that also seems to mention a few of these nekudas. The Rambam in Perek Beis Mehilchas Megillah, Halacha Tezayin V'Yozayin. He says as I, V'chayev l'chalik l'aniyim b'yom apurim. Ein pochos mishne aniyim, not less than two aniyim, nois l'chal echol matona echos. So again, first of all, the Rambam also calls it a matona. And then he says, oy mois, this matona could be money, oy mene tavshel, or cooked food, oy mene oichlin, or any other types of food. Shenema matonis levyoni, shtei matonis shnei aniyim. So he's learning the posuk kipshutoi, that it has to be a matona. It's not just stock, it's more than stock. V'ayim u'datakim u'mois purim, and akol ha'poish yodah little nois n'loi. V'ayim u'shani mois purim, l'tztok ha'cheretz. Now here, the Rambam's mashma, that it's stocker. Because he says, we can't change the Mois Purim to a different stocker. That's mashma, this is also stocker. So that's exactly like the ritva. The Be'emes, of course, it's l'chol ha'poches stocker, because anything you give to an oni is included in the midst of stocker. But it's more than that. It's also a matana. And then the famous Rambam says, Mutav la'adam la'habuz matanis evyoni me'la'habuz b'sudasu v'shloach monis l'reof. This is a very important Rambam for everybody to know, that it's better to be marbe matanis levyoinim than to be marbe sudum shloach monis. We know people spend enormous amount of money on the Shloach Monos, making beautiful lavish sudot, which is good. It's a the mitzvahs. But one should give more than that, matonis levyoni. So this is a mutter. The minimum shia might be a shia matonah, might be a pruta. But the way you should weigh up how much you personally should give, you should be weighed up by Shloach Monos. If you're giving spending a lot of money in Shloach Monos, then spend even more than that on the matonis levyoni. Why, says the Rambam? She'ein shom simcha gedoyla umufo'ora el-sameach le'ivaniyim b'yosoyimim v'almonos v'geirim. There's no greater and more beautiful simcha than to give simcha to the hearts of aniyim and yosoyimim and almonos and geirim. Shom sameach le'ivamlonim ha'elu, because the one who is sameach these poor people, these nebuch people, doyma el-shchino. He is similar to the Rabbeinu Shlomo. Shneim al haklis ruach shvalim, because the Shvachu brings life to lonely people, and the haklis leiv nitkoyim, and he brings life to suppressed people. So that's why it's a mitzvah laharbois b'matonis levyoinim, because she'ein shom simcha gdolim for el sameach levanim. Now, what does it mean? She'ein shom simcha gdolim for el sameach levanim. What's this shom? What's this word that we're doing here? Rama could have written Ein Simcha Gdolim for the Sameach Levani. And also, what does it mean that there's no greater Simcha and no more beautiful Simcha than being Sameach Levani? The Chayra, the greatness of the Simcha, the beauty of the Simcha, is as great as the Oni is Sameach. However much he is Sameach, that's how much the Simcha is. How can the Rambam Paskin that there's no greater Simcha than being Sameach Lev Oni? If the Oni has a small amount of Simcha, then it's less than other types of Simchas. So what's Pshat the Rambam? I think what the Rambam is telling us is that there's no greater Simcha for us, for the Noisen, there's no greater Simcha than to be Sameach the Lev Oni. Then the Oni, he'll be Sameach according to his level of Simcha. He might be happy, more happy or less happy. But for the Noisen, there's no greater simcha. There's no more beautiful simcha. Why? Because the Noisan is with this, he's doima lekainoi. He's doima to the very Olam who's mechaya levanim and mechaya levamlonim. And that's why the Rambam says, she'ein shom. Shom means by the nesina, by the Noisan, there's no greater simcha. She'ein shom simcha gdolim for el sameach. There's no greater simcha for the Noisan than to be sameach, the aniyim and umlonim. Mordechai Rambam. So we see from here, from all this, the Be'etzem, the Matonah Slavion is a Matonah Kipshuta. It's also a Tzedakah, but it's more than that. It's a Matonah. And the reason for the Matonah is to give supplies for the Suda, but we know that the Suda of Purim, the whole Matonah Suda of Purim is Simcha. We learn the bits of Suda of Purim because it says in the Megillah, Mishdeh v'Simcha. From Mishdeh we learn out, Chayv Inish l'Psumi Ad Yoda. And from Simcha we learn out that it's Mechir to have a Suda. It says, the Gemara says in Daf Zayin, it's in Megillah, it says, you may mishta v'simcha ksiv. From here we learn out that it has to be by day, not by night. So the word simcha in the Megillah is talking about the Suda. From there we learn that you need to have a Suda. So the whole matara of the Suda is to show simcha, to make you b'simcha. So when we are giving the money to the aniyim for the Suda, that is, we mean kind of being the mitzvah of being sameach the aniyim. So that's the whole matara of the matonis levyoni. Now there's a couple of other nafkaminas in this sugi in this hakira, and that is the marshal the shari tshuva in brought down Shulchan Aruch. He brings the b'shem nechidah, who brings the b'shem certain achroinim, that the shia of matonis levyonim has to be the shia of gimel beitzim, the volume of three eggs. Volume of three eggs, kibbetz of erech is a slice of bread. So it's a volume, the amount, if you're giving food, it has to be the volume of three slices of bread. Or the amount of money that could buy three slices of bread. So the Shai Tshuva Mutzatzach, he says he didn't see this safer inside, and he didn't see where he gets it from. they should be with this shear, you should have a shear of three kibbutzim from Atonis Lavyonim, and he tries to find them a kofrit. The Poshup Shat in this Chidah is why you need three kibbutzim. Because we know there's such a thing as a shear Achilas Pras. A Pras is a Machlaitas Machlaitas in Rambam Rashi. What's the shear Achilas Pras? Kunt Rambam is four kibbutzim, Kunt Rashi is three kibbutzim. And Rashi says, and the Gemara says in certain places, Rashi says in many places, that the Shia Achilas Pras is the Shia Suda. It's a Shia Suda. So then, maybe that's the Poshup Shat in the Shia Tshuva. The Chidah says that you need to give a Shia of three Kibbutzim is because the Chidah is going with the Ritva on the Rama. The reason for Matonis Lavyonim is to provide him with a Suda. So the minimum you have to give is the minimum Shia Suda. That's how he's learning the Pshat. Right? So we learned the Pshat and the Ritva that the Gaboy, if everybody together gives money, the Gaboy have to make Shia the Suda. He learned, the Chidah learned, that every Yochid has to give a Shia Suda. And Takar Rabbi Yashav, the Chayim Vachar used to paskin like that. Rabbi Yashav paskin that for the Shia Matonis Levyonim, everybody has to give a Shia Suda. The Mishabura actually paskins like the Ritva. The Mishabura actually brings the Ritva and he says the Shia Matona is the Chol HaPochot Shavah Pruta. But Rabbi Yashav was machmen, he said, no, you have to give a Shia Suda. So somebody asked him, what's a Shia Suda? So he said, in the Nitzol, it's a portion of falafel. Right? It's a falafel is a pita, which is what you wash on with something inside it, which is a falafel is a pas. That's a Shia Suda. It's not a Suda b'arvocha, but that's the minimum Shia Suda. So I call upon him, so it comes out of Lachla Maisa. The Mishabura has inside the Ritva, that the minimum is a Shavu Pruta, which is next to nothing. I'm sure many people are going to give much more than a Shavu Pruta. And the Hidur mitzvah is to give a Shia Suda, which is the Shia of Shalish Beitzim, which is a Shia of the amount it costs to buy three slices of bread, right? How much does bread cost in Krasinski's? 20 slices of bread, £3, right? £2. So three slices of bread is approximately a sixth of that, right? So that's right. You have 20 slices in the loaf,
yeah.
Right? £2. So it's 10p a slice. What?
35p.
That's a shear of one matana levyoni. Of course, we mustn't forget the Rambam, the mutav shiabe from matanas levyonim yosem yisudosoi and yosem mishloach monos. So that should be your measuring stick. However much you're going to spend on your Mishloach Monos, you should be spending more than that on Matonis Levyonim. And the Ikki is, as the Shulchan Aruch finishes off, the whole of Shulchan Aruch, Toiv Le'mish Tomid, that we should always be providing Simcha for other people, and with that, we will have Simcha ourselves.